Good morning. I'm Rashan Gidwani, and you're watching the Daily Morning Note. It's Thursday, the 5th of January, 2023. Today, the trade of the day is Mapletree Pan Asia Commercial Trust. You can buy at 1.68 Singapore dollars. The stop loss is 1.64 Singapore dollars, and you can take profit at 1.78 Singapore dollars. Singapore shares extended a second day of flattish trading on Wednesday amid a mixed showing across the region. The Straits Times Index shed 0.1% or 3.34 points to close at 3,242.46. Lianbeng Group Limited announced that the wholly owned subsidiary of the company, LS Construction Private Limited, has secured a new construction project. With the inclusion of this project, the group's construction order book in Singapore stands at approximately 1.9 billion Singapore dollars, which will provide a sustainable flow of activity through financial year 2027. The managers of ARA US Hospitality Trust have proposed to acquire a 119-room Hilton-branded hotel property in the U.S. for $29 million U.S. dollars. The proposed acquisition is expected to be completed in the first quarter of 2023, subject to an independent valuation being commissioned. Leverage ratio should remain below the mid-40% levels at Keppel Pacific Oak U.S. REIT and Prime U.S. REIT, according to Market Watchers. Both are Singapore-listed real estate investment trusts with office assets in the United States, where occupancy ratios remain below pre-pandemic levels on average. Keppel Capital, through its China Logistics Property Fund, has partnered with Chinese logistic park developer and operator Blogis to acquire the fund's first asset, a Grade A high-standard warehouse located in Dongxihu, Wuhan, China. The Wuhan warehouse spans 70,000 square meters and serves e-commerce, third-party logistics, and cold chain sectors. Managed by Keppel Capital China, the fund, together with Blogis, has committed to a combined asset under management of approximately 3,200 million RMB, or 634 million Singapore dollars. Wall Street stocks closed higher on Wednesday, snapping a brief losing streak as markets shrugged off messaging from the Federal Reserve's most recent meeting that stressed its commitment to lowering inflation. Fed policymakers do not expect it will be appropriate to start cutting interest rates this year. Federal Reserve officials offered uncharacteristically blunt words of warning to investors that cautioned against underestimating the central bank's determination to hold interest rates at higher levels to bring down inflation. Minutes of the Fed's policy meeting last month, released Wednesday, highlighted the tricky communications task that has vexed the central bank over the past 6 months. Chinese regulators approved a plan by billionaire Jack Ma's Ant Group to raise 10.5 billion yuan, or 1.5 billion Singapore dollars, for its consumer unit. The China Banking and Insurance Regulatory Commission division in Chongqing greenlit the company's plan to lift its capital to 18.5 billion yuan. Ant, which contributed 5.25 billion yuan as part of the plan, will control half of its shares after the deal, while a unit owned by the city of Hangzhou will hold 10%, becoming the second biggest shareholder. Salesforce Inc. is laying off 10% of its workforce and reducing its office space in certain markets. It said it will incur about 1.4 billion to 2.1 billion US dollars in charges from the restructuring plan, with up to 1 billion US dollars in the company's current quarter. Co-chief executive Mark Benioff said that the cuts come as many of the company's customers are taking a more cautious approach to spending. Shares of Rivian Automotive hit a new 52-week low on Wednesday after the company missed its 25,000-unit production target for last year. The EV startup late Tuesday said it produced 24,337 vehicles in 2022, of which 20,332 vehicles were delivered to customers during the year. A top European Union privacy regulator ruled that Meta Platforms Inc. can't use its contracts with Facebook and Instagram users to justify sending them ads based on their online activity. Meta said it disagrees with the ruling and plans to appeal it. Ireland's Data Protection Commission imposed fines of 390 million euros or 411 million Singapore dollars on Meta, saying that the company violated EU privacy laws. Microsoft is in advanced talks to invest in Gaytik, a California-based autonomous driving startup, under its cloud partnership with the company. Microsoft plans to invest over $10 million in a financing round that values Gaydic at more than $700 million.